T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is, in your estimation, Star Wars Uber fan, the best Star Wars movie ever?
The Empire Strikes Back.
See how quickly he answered that?
That's episode 4, right? Or is that 3? Which one is it?
Look at the disgust on his face by you not knowing all the answers to these questions.
No, what which one is it?
Hold on.
That is episode 5?
It's 5? Huh. Which one is the first one they came out with?
Episode 4.
Okay, that's the one I liked the better.
The better,
yeah.
Dang it, Corey!
So again, you're saying the best ever was...
The Empire Strikes Back, episode 5.
Okay, and why is that the best one ever?
Because I like the writers in it, especially the one guy that's now writing... He wrote The Force Awakens. And he's getting ready. Actually, he's writing the next two that come out.
He knows who's writing them.
So what are your thoughts about the new ones that are coming out? Do you think that they hold true to fans?
I'm glad Disney took a part of this because George Lucas wasn't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
God, he was just sitting back racking in the money.
See, here we go. Get with it. What was one of the things to do to celebrate the May the 4th Be With You Day?
Yeah,
sit around with other Star Wars fans and badmouth George Lucas.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay, he had. Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad he brought the franchise to it. Ruined it in the prequels, other than episode 3. Episode 3 was okay. But other than that, I'm glad Disney took a part of it, took control.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to see what they do with the rides and the attractions they do at the parks.
Oh, yeah.
I remember years ago when they came out with that first Star Wars attraction they did, they called it Star Tours. Did you ever go on this?
No.
Well, see, at that time, I thought it was absolutely amazing because here's basically what it was. You go in and the line took you through the forest where all the, you know, what do you call the little, they see, please help me here.
The Ewoks?
Ewoks were this Ewok forest, Ewok village.
Shut up, Corey.
So we go there and then you go in and they put you in this simulator thing, and which actually was on... these big piston type things, which actually made the thing move around, and you watch the screen. It's like you're going through. It was really at the time a very cool ride.
So you're in the forest moon of Endor.
Yes, you are. That's the whole thing. Yeah, he just keeps going with it. So anyway, now they've got some new stuff that's supposedly just mind blowing.
Speaking of mind blowing, you know what Disney does now?
What does Disney do now?
Star Wars cruises.
Oh, I trust
the
me.
The ultimate nerd.
I knew
experience.
All about this. We talked about how we were going to try to take our daughter on like her first cruise, and my husband pointed out immediately without skipping a beat, you know what they have coming. I was like, what's that? He was like, Star Wars cruises.
Star Wars cruises. I can't believe it. Let's go. That mean all the characters are on there and they walk around in costume and they do all that? What do you do on a Star
in costume?
Wars
you mean in character?
With their little outfits on.
The hell's wrong with you, Dale?
What do you do on those trips? I mean, do you sit around and talk?
You try not to be convinced to go to the dark side. Duh.
Good. Carolina Country 93.1, The Wolf 651. It's Dale, Corey, and Chase. Waking up with The Wolf. Rain later today. 75, 57 now. Today is May 4th, and that means a lot of things. That means it's the 4th day of May. That means that Corey's getting ready to go on her spur-of-the-moment weekend,
woo!
Which is shocking because she is not a spur-of-the-moment person. She all of a sudden comes in the middle of the week and goes, you know what? I think I need to take a 3-day weekend. Would that be cool? I just got to do it.
Uh-huh.
So she spent the last 2 days frantically, last-minute planning.
She's finally snapped.
Okay. It's
going to be a great trip.
I cannot work with these idiots any longer without a break.
Sometimes you just need to get away, and I'm doing it, baby, this weekend.
May the 4th also means it's May the 4th to be with you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, fanboy, I got some trivia. We're gonna do some Star Wars trivia for you later for some concert tickets, but right now I got some fanboy trivia for you.
Oh, gosh.
I want to ask you like three.
This is going to be the deep, dark realm of the movies that I probably don't know.
All right. Let's see how we do here. Question one. What were Luke's aunt and uncle's jobs on Tatooine?
They're farmers.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of farmers?
I've just always went with farmers.
They were moisture farmers.
Okay.
Come on, Chase.
Oh,
you already didn't know that.
How many languages is C-3PO fluent in?
Oh, God, that's in the thousands.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He said so in one of the more recent ones.
Try in the tens of hundreds of thousands.
Okay, well, yeah.
More than 6 million. Okay, there's two you didn't get. You're embarrassing all the Star Wars fans right now. What is the Wookiee's home world, and how do you pronounce it? He's completely stumped.
Well, what is it? Can you pronounce it, Dale?
Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk?
Nah.
I want you to get one. Who actually... No, I'm not going to do that one. That's too easy. I refuse to give you something that I think is too easy.
Who shot first? Was that it? That's that.
The best
those
part
Han
of this
Solo.
Whole, all right, look. The best part of this whole scenario is this. Dale asked Chase to put together a couple trivia questions for May the 4th Be With You for concert tickets. And Chase scoffed at it and said, ugh, I won't make them too easy.
Listen.
And so Dale was like, huh.
One more. Which character is partially named after George Lucas's son?
Oh, God. Hell, I don't even know his son's name.
Oh,
who is it, by the way?
Dexter Jetster.
Oh.
Dexter
okay.
Jetster?
You miserably
really like the
you
name.
That's because
failed.
You dove into the deep realms of
that's where you're
stuff.
Supposed to be, buddy.
I never said I was that deep.
You blew it, pal. You let down all the Star Wars fans. Boy.
May the 4th be with you, Chase. Today is your day.
I was kind of disappointed in your Star Wars knowledge.
You blew it.
You blew it. He asked you some pretty basic questions.
He went into the third ring of hell. I was only in the second.
you blew it, man. You wasted the whole thing. Your Star Wars friends are like,
yeah.
How did you do that? No, why did you mess that up like that?
Yeah.
Star All right. Wars. Yeah. I know more than anybody in this room.
Quick quiz. I'm going over to Corey next. Right now, we're going to Corey.
I've seen him a time or two, so I can probably do better than you did.
All right. Corey, are you ready?
Let's do it. Let me find my center.
Channel the Force.
All right.
Corey, may the Force be with you. In which movie does the camera pan back up after the crawl?
Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Correct.
Woo.
Question two. I gave him three. I'll give you three.
All right.
What species stole the plans to the Death Star?
Oh, okay. This is a trick question. Technically, it was the Bothans, but they had help from Jyn Erso.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Finally, what was the original name of the first Star Wars movie when it went into production?
Oh, my gosh.
Working title.
Okay. All right. This is a really, really long one. Something like... Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills, Saga 1, The Star Wars. Yeah.
You got every one of them right, Chase.
I've seen them. I've seen all of the movies at one time. I don't understand why you had so much trouble with those questions.
Sorry, Chase. And by the way, Corey, nerd!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.